Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a small move that creates a huge effect. Sequencing an Amen style ghost note in Ableton Live 12 for heavyweight sub impact. If you produce drum and bass, this is one of those details that can turn a loop from flat and programmed into something that feels alive, rolling, and a little bit dangerous. The ghost note is quiet, but it changes how the listener feels the whole phrase. That's the magic. We're going to build a simple 174 BPM loop. Place a ghost note right before a main snare hit, and shape it so it supports the sub instead of fighting it. Keep in mind, the goal is not to make the ghost note obvious. The goal is to make it felt. First, open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a solid drum and bass zone, and it gives us enough speed for that urgent jungle energy without getting too chaotic. Then create a MIDI track and load up a drum rack. On that drum rack, drop in a kick, a main snare, a ghost snare or a short rim style sound, and if you want, a closed hat for a little extra motion. For the ghost note, choose something short and clean. A snappy transient works way better than a roomy, long sample. We want a little tick of attitude, not a second full drum hit. Now let's program the basic groove. Start with a 1-bar loop. Put the kick on beat 1, the snare on beat 2 and beat 4, and add a few hats if you want the pattern to breathe a little. This doesn't have to be a full Amen break yet. We're just building the foundation. Here's the important part. Add the ghost note just before the main snare. If your snare is on beat 2, place the ghost note a 16th or even a 32nd note before it. That tiny bit of anticipation is what creates the feel. It's like the beat inhales before the hit lands. Now check the velocity. The main snare can sit strong, but the ghost note should stay much lower. Start somewhere around 25 to 35 velocity and adjust by ear. If it starts sounding like a real snare hit, it's too loud. We want whisper level energy here. Quiet, but meaningful. This is where the Amen style character starts to show up. Jungle and classic D&B often feel alive, because the drums aren't perfectly symmetrical. They lean, they shuffle, they tease the next hit. So don't be afraid to experiment with the timing. Try placing the ghost note slightly early for urgency, or slightly late for a more laid-back, rolling feel. If you're using a chopped break, you can take this even further. Load the Amen into simpler, switch it to slice or classic mode, and find a snare slice or tiny transient slice to use as your ghost. That gives the groove a more authentic jungle flavor, because it's not just a random ghost snare. It's part of the same rhythmic DNA as the break itself. Now let's make the ghost note work with the sub. Add a separate MIDI track with operator or wavetable, and use a simple sine-based sub. Keep it clean, mono, and focused. The idea is that the ghost note gives the ear a little rhythmic cue, and then the sub hits with more force because the listener is already leaning forward. A good starting move is to place the sub note right after the ghost note's position, or on the main hit that follows it. For example, if the ghost lands just before the snare, let the sub come in on the snare or just after it, depending on your groove. That little pre-hit tension makes the sub feel heavier when it arrives. Now let's process the ghost note. Keep it subtle. Use EQ 8 first and high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz if needed. The ghost should not be stealing space from the kick or sub. Then add a touch of saturator, just enough to give it a bit of edge and presence. You're not trying to distort it, you're just helping it speak. If needed, use utility to trim the level or keep the ghost centered in the stereo field. In most cases, ghost notes like this should stay tight and mono-friendly. If you want a little more snap, a very light drum bus can help, but be careful. Too much processing and the ghost stops being a ghost. Next, think about groove. A rigid grid can make this kind of pattern sound stiff. Try using Ableton's groove pool to add a gentle swing feel, or manually nudge certain hits by a few milliseconds. You don't need a huge swing amount. Even a small amount of timing variation can make the loop feel much more human and much more jungle. Here's a useful mindset. Think in layers, not just in sounds. The ghost note is not only a drum hit, it's a tiny rhythmic signal that helps the listener predict the next low-end event. That's why it can make the sub feel stronger even when it's barely audible on its own. Also, always check your loop at low volume. If it still feels energetic when turned down, that's a good sign. It means the rhythm is doing the work, not just loudness. A well-designed ghost note should still communicate at low levels because the placement and movement are doing the heavy lifting. If your ghost note is clashing with the low end, go back and reduce its body before boosting anything else. Beginners often try to make quiet sounds louder when what they really need is to make them cleaner. A short transient with less low frequency content will usually feel stronger in the mix than a bigger, fuller sample. Now let's talk about arrangement. Ghost notes work best when they support a phrase, not when they repeat identically forever. Try a simple 8-bar idea. Use one ghost note pattern for the first few bars, then change it slightly in bars 5 and 6, maybe by moving one ghost earlier or lowering its velocity, and then add a little more activity near the end of the phrase. That variation keeps the groove breathing. You can also use ghost notes as a lead-in to fills or section changes. A tiny pre-hit before a new drop, a transition, or a bar-ending snare can make the next section feel sharper and more intentional. In Jungle and Heavyweight DNB, those little rhythmic nudges matter a lot. If you want to push the sound design a bit further, try layering a very quiet click or rim layer with the ghost note. That gives it extra definition on smaller speakers without making the pattern too crowded. You can also send the ghost to a short, filtered reverb return for a little space, but keep it subtle and dark. The point is atmosphere, not wash. A classic beginner mistake is making the ghost note too loud, too far away from the main hit, or too bass heavy. If it sounds like a full snare or it starts interfering with the kick and sub, it's no longer doing the ghost job. Bring it back down, shorten it, and focus on its timing. Here's a quick practice move. Build a 2-bar loop at 174 BPM. Program your kick and snare pattern, then add one ghost note before each main snare in bar 1. In bar 2, change the placement slightly. Move one ghost a little earlier, lower one velocity, and remove one ghost entirely. Then add a sub note that lands after the ghost in bar 1 and compare the loop with and without the ghost notes. You'll hear how much the feel changes. That's the real lesson here. The ghost note is small, but the impact is big. It creates anticipation, adds movement, and makes your sub feel heavier without needing extra volume. That's serious DNB craft right there. So to recap, set your tempo around 174 BPM, build a tight Amen-inspired drum loop, place a quiet ghost note just before the main snare, keep its velocity low, shape it with EQ and a little saturation, and use groove or micro-timing to make it feel human. Then let the ghost note support the sub, not compete with it. If you do this right, your loop will stop sounding like a plain MIDI pattern and start sounding like a rolling, heavyweight jungle groove. Tiny detail, massive vibe. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic instructor read, or a timed lesson script with pauses and emphasis cues.